Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You wait, we're rounding out the last bit of Gemara Shabbos, just a couple of days left before we move over to Gemara Erevin. Fascinating topics, but different topics than Gemara Shabbos. So today, in tonight's version of the Audio DDD, we're in Shabbos 152 talking about chewing. A brisa was taught in the name of Rebbe Meir. Chew well with your teeth and you will find the food in your steps. What in the world does that mean? The notes point out from Art Scroll, eat slowly and chew your food well. It facilitates digestion and ensures that the food provides proper nourishment of your body. If you do so, you will feel the beneficial effects in the balance, quote-unquote, of your walk. Based on Rashi, Rabbeinu Hananel, and different commentaries, and it's directed especially to the elderly, hence its inclusion here, as pointed out by the Maharsha. The Gemara explains also, as it says, we were sated with bread, we lived well, and we saw no evil. This is pointed out in Yirmiyahu. This denotes any kind of eating or consumption. And it's also talking about satiety, the result of proper eating and good digestion. If one eats in the proper manner, the result is vidnehiyet tovim v'ra'a lo ra'inu. We lived well and we saw no evil. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, sharp-witted one, open your sack, your mouth, and let your bread enter. Till one is 40 years old, solid foods are beneficial. From then on, liquids are beneficial. We know very often the Torah and the Gemara itself gives such good advice, gives practical advice, gives different stories and different agarata and agaric interpretations and explanations of how to live one's life with many different ways and manners of going about the life. But here, straight up, it gives us a way to eat life. A lot of times we're running. A lot of times we're acting b'mehirut. We're acting with quickness and needing to always running, always be doing something, always the next thing, the next thing, the next thing, always feeling the need to finish. We should be in the moment, stop, eat slowly, digest it nice and slow, and benefit from your meal. Many times it's much more enjoyable to eat food when you go bite by bite and you do it slowly than when you wolf something down. Besides for the fact that you don't even feel satiated when you eat so fast, it's so much less satiating than if you eat slow, bite by bite. It also is a benefit to yourself and to your wholeness and to the understanding and the appreciation of getting it from Hashem. When you eat slowly, when you chew well, the food is in your steps and it will make you feel more properly nourished. It'll give you a more balance in your steps. So if you want to have balance in your life, balance in your steps, start with eating properly and eating slowly every meal you have day by day. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 153 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.